Good day and welcome to all Sokala Duma readers and listeners. The following is a reading of the Chilling with Doctor column in issue number 1168 of the Sokala Duma newspaper. Physical copies of the paper will not be printed this week or next week, but we do have a digital version of the paper available on maxter.com. If you head over to sokaladuma.co.za, at the top of the page, you'll find a tab that says Buy SL Online. If you click that link, you'll find a step-by-step guide on how to sign up and read the digital copy. Now that we've got that out of the way, let's have a look at today's column.
Sokala Duma Radio.
This column is titled, The Pain is So Unbearable, by Dr. Kumalo. He opens with, Good day. Obviously, the news of my mother's passing in hospital after a long illness has been out there since last week, Tuesday. We tried all we could to get her help, but I think she's had enough of the flight and decided to give in as she was in so much pain. This is a second close family member in a short space of time that passed away while I was on her bedside. I guess that's how God planned for these things and no one could change those plans. Having said that, it was a really unbearable situation and no one wants to lose a parent. At the end of the day, the beauty of it all is the fact that my parents invested a lot in us as their kids. That's why we've been able to handle any situation that arises, and that's the least we could do under the circumstance, to say we've done our best to get her back on her feet, but it was just not to be. I just hope and wish that wherever she is, she's happy and proud of how everything panned out. She saw that my efforts were limited, and there was really nothing more we could have done. As she usually said, they'd invested so much in me and my sister, and that's what makes me proud to have called her my mother. I'm very grateful for the supportive gesture shown by the football leadership. You know, I received a call of condolences from PSL chairman Dr. Irvin Khoza, and a few minutes later, it was Kaizer Chiefs chairman Kaizer Motaung, and then Bobby Motaung, football legends Trot Moloto, Jan Molombo Lechaba, Pito Mosimane, SAFA president Danny Jordan, Minister of Police Becky Cele, Minister of Transport Figile Mbalula, and so many other people who showed a lot of support through various platforms, including social media, and they were all welcome and they made a difference. The community at large, people from across the country, neighboring countries, and even Europe, stopped to show care and support. It is so amazing to see how people appreciated what my mother has done in her personal capacity, because some of these things you don't think about. You just take things for granted, not knowing the impact your or your parents' actions have on those around you. It is at times like these that you see what you or your parents meant to the people out there. I must say it is a great loss because after my dad passed away, tragically, my mother has been our pillar of strength. Now I have to take the baton from her and lead even though I'm younger than my sister. This is nothing new to me as I took the responsibility upon myself when my dad passed away. My mother played a major role in my life and football career. She was a very straightforward and direct individual who took no prisoners. She didn't take nonsense at all. At 6 p.m., she'd lock the gates, and if you're not home by then, you'd be on your own. That played a big role in shaping my off-the-field behavior because I couldn't do everything my peers were doing. She always told me to be mindful of the company I keep and know the difference between people who are in the game and those who are not. She always emphasized the importance of keeping football people closer to me than those who were not in the game, for obvious reasons. That's how I met Tebogo Moloi, and we became the best of friends to this day. Ntsima Pike and Rudolf Seal have been friends since our development days. My mother always had a very soft spot for me. When I signed for Chiefs, she couldn't bring herself to watching me play because she was worried that I'd get hurt, as I was this skinny 17-year-old boy. She even called my coach, Ted Dumitro, may his soul rest in peace, to plead with him not to play me in the Iwisa Spectacular Cup because I was too young and small. Apparently, she locked herself in her bedroom and refused to watch the game as it was on television. She came out of her room just before 6 p.m. when she was told the game was over and I was carrying the trophy with some of my teammates. There are three things that I can still remember about her. One, I might be a superstar outside the boundaries of her house, but I will always be a kid at home. Inside their yard, it was their territory and whatever they said had to be done. Secondly, if I'm not home at 6 p.m., I shouldn't even bother coming home because they were not going to open the gate for me. Whatever I was doing, I had to make sure to be coming home before the gates were locked. Thirdly, my parents said I must make money, but money mustn't make me. I still live by those principles even to this day. My parents were in charge of my finances when I joined Chiefs. My mom made sure that I finished school and went to varsity, and it was only when I was about 28 that they gave me the freedom to handle my finances. I was on my own, but still under their guidance. I still have my first bedroom suite that she bought with my first salary. It is still at home. I honestly wouldn't be who or where I am today if it wasn't for my parents. It was like she knew they'd leave me behind one day when she said, one day I will understand why they took charge of my finances and allocated me a certain portion for my own use. My friends can attest to everything I've said about my parents here, especially my mother, because she was a no-nonsense woman. Being a last born, we all know how we get treated and spoiled, but I have grown to be the man of the house through their teachings. I'd stop whatever I was doing if my mom called and said she needed something. Since 1987, when I turned professional, I told my mother to stop working, stay at home, and try to do something for herself because I would provide for her. From that day up until last Tuesday, I had been her provider without asking any questions. It came from my heart without anyone telling me to do it. That was my way of thanking my parents for everything they'd done for me. If I could, I would have asked God to spare my mom another 10 years or so because the whole family still needed her, but it was impossible. I lost my daughter in 2017 and then 3 years later, it is my mother and the pain is so unbearable. It is unfortunate that we couldn't allow people to come pay their last respects because of the limitations that come with the coronavirus outbreak. We were no exception to the rule and therefore had to keep the numbers very low. We laid her to rest on Friday. Thanks to everyone who helped us during this trying time. B3 Funeral Parlor, thank you guys for always being there for us. Jazzman Mahlakane, thank you for everything, my brother. Premier David Makura, Siribeng Mayor Busisiwe Mudisakeng, Sydney Mufamadi, Ikureleni Mayor Mzwandile Masina, and everyone else, thank you so much for your support. The Khumalo family extends their gratitude to everyone who has been there for us during this difficult period. I have been going through all of your messages on social media, Sokola Duma, and Kickoff websites, and they warm our hearts. May my mom rest in peace. We will forever miss her. Good night, signed Dr. Khumalo. Thank you very much for tuning in to Sokola Duma Radio. For those of you wondering, the reason why we are doing these articles in this format is because we know that a lot of you won't be able to go outside and pick up physical copies of the newspaper due to the coronavirus pandemic and the lockdown it has caused. And so for that reason, you can find us here on Sokola Duma Radio, Spotify, Apple, or Google Play to find readings of all of your favorite articles, interviews, and editors' columns. So make sure to stay tuned. You'll still get all of the same content even if you can't pick up the paper. Cheers.